Rise and shine, everyone. How's it going out there? This is Amy, and it is time for episode number 162. That's the number for today's episode, and I'm going to start with that. So folks out there listening on the radio might be able to start telling whether or not they are listening to a new episode or maybe an oldie but goodie episode right from the start. Wouldn't that be fantastic? Right? Because with 162 episodes of Amy's Kids Show, it's easy to get confused, especially since I start them all the same way, I think. Right? With the rise and shine and welcome to Amy's Kids Show. How's it going out there? And it can take a whole minute or two or three before people even know what the episode is about for today. And partly why I do that is to build the suspense, right? Because I have this excellent music in the background here that gets me started with every show. And if you listen to it, the music itself sort of tells me how to build the suspense, right? And then it gets to this part, and it starts to get a little bit more exciting, right? And this is when I usually want to introduce my big guests for the day, right? Because I always bring on big, well, not always big guests, I guess, but sometimes small guests, sometimes especially small guests, and sometimes especially large guests, and everyone in between. So who could possibly ever guess who our guest is going to be from week to week? I mean, even I don't know usually until just before I'm coming on the show, because there are so many amazing folks out there in our world, not just our neighborhood, right? We have the whole world we get to share Amy's Kids Show with. So today, with no further ado, let me tell you that we have a big bear coming in the station today. A big bear story, actually. A story about a bear who plays the piano. Isn't that cool? Imagine if you were walking through the forest and you came upon a bear playing a piano. Well, I think it's really interesting since we've been celebrating playing instruments in general, right? And being in a band, which was what episode 161 was all about, right? Well, now that we're at 162, we're going to keep celebrating music. And for some reason, every time people want to celebrate music and kids together, do you know who ends up jumping in to play a lot of those instruments? Well, the animals, of course. Apparently, animals love music too. And maybe you do too. And if you are, you're in luck. Let's get going.
Down on the funny farm, we sing a silly song. The animals, they all join in. The sounds they make all come out wrong. The cows, they all go baa. The sheep, they all go moo. The donkey, he goes oink, oink, oink. And the horse says cock-a-doodle-doo. Everybody baa. Everybody moo. Everybody oink,
oink.
Cock-a-doodle-doo. Cock-a-doodle-doo.
The ducks all sleep in double beds. The tractor has no tires. The horse crows every dawn. Sheep dogs quack, ducks all bark. Down on the funny farm.
Everybody baa. Everybody moo. Everybody oink,
oink.
Cock-a-doodle-doo. Apple pie, the hen house crammed with chocolate mousse, the dairy's full of lemonade, stable packed with jam, the dogs say nay, the cats eat hay, down on the funny farm. Everybody baa, everybody moo, everybody oink,
oink,
cock-a-doodle-doo,
cock-a-doodle-doo, cock-a-doodle-doo.
Cock-a-doodle-doo. funny farm. We have to shear the geese. It's real good stuff, and sure enough, they don't have feathers, they have fleece. It's true, we have a tiger. There's no need for alarm. He's striped, he's fat, he's a pussycat. Down on the funny farm. Everybody bow,
bow.
Everybody moo,
moo.
Everybody oink,
oink.
Cock-a-doodle-doo.
And he lifts up his baton to conduct the wildest orchestra you ever laid eyes upon. Alligator on guitar, aardvark drives an auto harp. Mockingbird on the fife, he plucks it for a lark. Kazoo's a kangaroo, flamingos on the flute. A ukulele koala and lemmings on the lute. It's the lion's big debut. He's pulling out his mane. The lemmings on the lute are playing leapfrog again. Chimpanzee on timpani, a zebra xylophone. Camel kicks the kettle drum, tiger slides off his trombone. Yak attacks the sax, first violin's a moan. Porcupine on bagpipes, puncture them with holes. It's the lion's big debut, he's blue as blue can be. Zebra wears a keyboard and the kangaroo's off key. A bobcat on the banjo, hair slapping a snare drum. A washboard has a wallaby, oh the oboe's opossum. French hen on English horn, Celesta played by skunk. Panda ate his bamboo flute and the elephant blasts his trunk. It's the lion's big debut. He's biting at his toes, cause the seal is barking with cymbals on his nose. Whooping crane on clarinet, armadillo, accordion, pelican plays the piccolo, monkeys on the mandolin. He just hung around and snored. It's the lion's big debut. He's just a little pale. The beaver on the upright bass goes wacky with his tail. Gorilla bangs a gong. Dobro's a wolverine. Tambourine as a tree frog, tromping like a trampoline. Chipmunks on the chimes. Rattlesnake, rattlesnake on castanets. Turtle plays a tuba, but he hasn't showed up yet. It's the lion's big debut, and he's fainted on the floor. The rattlesnakes in the audience, and the audience went out the door. And there's silence, but for one tingling triangle. All the players have left the house, and the lion finishes the piece with an intrepid little
Fare thee well, old Joe Clark, fare thee well, I'm gone. Fare rattles, they caught me by my heels. I was back to do my best. Around my head in a hornet's nest. Turkey in the straw.
Wow, wow, wow.
Turkey in the hay.
Hey, hey, hey.
I took a haul and hit him with a tune called Turkey in the Straw.
Well, folks, that last song was really getting me thinking about, maybe dancing to some music. I realize that whenever I hear music, I want to dance. I want to dance around. And that's what my body wants to do. How about you guys out there? Were you dancing? Maybe you were playing some air instruments? Huh? Anybody out there playing the air fiddle? Like we were last show, episode 161, when we were celebrating bands, right? And we had the fiddle in the middle, and we had the mouse who played the fiddle. And you had friends like Mandolin Moose, who came out of the forest just to play with him, just to join his band. What a cool thing, right, that humans do. We naturally do this. We come together. We find ways to make music and make sounds. And then we bring those sounds together and we want to play together, right? That's what it's called when you play in a band. When you get together with your friends there in the band, you're playing together, right? Did you ever think of that? I never thought of that until just now. How cool, right? Well, humans are natural players. That is what we do. We love to play. And playing is actually very serious work because playing is how we learn, right? So we need to feel confident, though, to get out there and play. Does anybody ever feel a little lack of confidence? Maybe a little bit shy? Anybody out there shy, right? I used to be shy. I am still shy, I guess. I'm shy. I know how it feels to not want to get up and dance because everyone's going to look at me and what is going to happen? What are they going to think, right? Even though I want to dance. I'm just too shy, right? Or maybe somebody out there plays an instrument and they're just feeling too shy to go out there and play, huh? Well, that can happen, right? Well, we're going to talk about that today. We're going to talk about having that confidence. And sometimes what I've learned is it's not about believing so much in myself, right? If I think about that, it's just going to get harder, right? Instead, I found that if I have a goal, right, a purpose, what's the point of what I'm trying to do? Then, all of a sudden, if I focus on that, right, maybe my goal is playing in a band or playing the piano like this bear we're going to hear from. Here we go.
Hi, Storytime lovers. Welcome to our reading of The Piano and the Bear, a story about music, friendship, and adventure that will melt your hearts. This book is one of my children's absolute favorites. And the best part is that The Piano and the Bear is now a trilogy with The Bear, the Piano, the Dog, and the Fiddle. And today is an exciting day as the third book is released. It's called The Bear, the Piano, and Little Bear's Concert. And before we start reading, I'm also going to give you a fun fact question to answer, because why not? So, what is the name of the city that the bear travels to in the book? We'll check your answer at the end of the video. And now, let's read. One day in the forest, a young bear cub found something he'd never seen before. What could this strange thing be? He thought. Shyly, he touched it with his stubby paws.
Plonk!
The strange thing made an awful sound. So, the bear left. But the next day, he came back. And the day after that, too. And for days and weeks and months and years, until eventually, the sounds that came from the strange thing were beautiful, and the bear had grown big and strong and grisly. When the bear played, he felt so happy. The sound took him away from the forest, and he dreamed of strange and wonderful lands. It wasn't long before the other bears in the forest were drawn to the clearing. Every night, a crowd gathered to listen to the magical melodies coming from the bear and the strange thing. Then, one night, a girl and her father came across the clearing. They told the bear that the strange thing was a piano, and the sounds it made were music. "Come to the city with us," they said. "There is lots of music there. You can play grand pianos in front of hundreds of people and hear sounds so beautiful they will make your fur stand on end." The bear knew that if he left the forest, the other bears would miss him very much. But he longed to explore the world beyond the woods, to hear more wonderful music and play better than ever before. And before long, the bear's name was up in big bright lights in the big bright city. He played sold-out concerts in giant theatres. Every night he performed with such passion and such grace to wild applause and standing ovations and huge admiration. The bear recorded albums that went platinum. He was interviewed for magazines. He won awards. He met new people every day and created headlines everywhere he went. The city was everything he had hoped it would be. But deep down, something tugged at the bear's heart. He had fame and awards and all the music in the world, but he missed the forest. He missed his old friends. He missed his home. So the bear decided to go back. He speedily crossed the river and excitedly bounded into the forest. He couldn't wait to tell his friends about his time in the city. But when the bear reached the familiar clearing, it was empty. No piano, no bears, no anything. The bear started to worry that his friends had forgotten him, or that they were angry that he had left them behind. Then, a friend stepped into the clearing. "Hello," cried the bear. "I'm back. I've missed you so much." Without saying a word, the grey bear ran back into the forest. "Wait," called the bear. "I'm sorry I left. Please stop." But his friend just kept running. The bear stumbled after him, moving deeper and deeper into the forest, until he saw something that made his fur stand on end. For the bear had not been forgotten. His friends weren't angry, but proud. The bear realized that no matter where he went or what he did, they would always be there, watching from afar. They had even kept the piano safe in the shade, ready for his return. So, After the bear had told his friends about his life in the city and the many concerts he had played, he sat down to play once more. This time, for the most important audience of all.
Every day I jump out of bed, splash water all over my head, brush them up my teeth, and make sure my ears are clean. These days you gotta be strong, so I do a push-up and sing a song. I pick on the guitar and stamp on the tambourine. Always good to change my socks, know the tools in my toolbox. Learn people good, but learn myself the best. Don't get lonesome, stay glad, take a bath, wear some plaid. Work when I can work, but don't forget to rest. Dream good all night long, rise up and sing your song. They say life is hard and they're not wrong, so keep that hope machine running strong. Hi-de-o-lay. Plan what you can plan, dance when you can, laugh at yourself and make up your own jokes. A little bit of fun, a little bit of growth, hopefully a little bit of both. Love your ma, love your pa, and love all kinds of folks. Talk quiet and listen loud, teach humble and learn proud. Scuffle with the struggle and wrestle with the pain. Open homes, open blinds, open hearts, open minds. Let in the sunshine, let in the rain. And dream good long, rise up and sing your song. They say life is hard and they're not wrong, so keep that hope machine running strong. Gotta keep that hope machine running strong. Hi-de-o-lay.
This is how I do it.
Now, if you want to see how I do it, this is how I do it. If you want to see how I do it, this is how I do it.
This is how I do it. This is how I do do. This is how I do it. This is how I do it. Watch me jump and jump up high.
This is how I do. scream and shout. I wanna let you know about all the things I'm thinking about. Yeah, they're hard to get hold of. Let them all go. I wanna fill the air up with my wildest colors, like a book that's not been read. I got so many ideas in my head, like sheets on me. So many ideas in my head, yeah. I wanna let go, I wanna let you know about all the places that I love to go. I wanna tell you all about my ideas, like stars in the sky.
Folks, have you been jamming out there? Or maybe you found a nice quiet place to rest and listen to our bear story. Our bear friend who learned how to play the piano. And he had the confidence to go out there and play his piano all around the world, right? To perform for all sorts of people and meet all sorts of other musicians all around the world, and he achieved his dream, didn't he, of going all around and seeing that big world and playing lots of music for lots of people. And where did he get that confidence? Well, seems to me that he was just focused on his mission, right? He wasn't full of himself or, you know, making it all about him being the best or anything. He just wanted to share music, which he loved, with other people. And bears and other creatures too, right? Well, what did he have to do to get ready for that journey? Well, he definitely had to practice. Yep. But when we love something, right, then we love doing it. If I had loved playing the guitar when I was growing up, then I would have stuck with it, right? I would have grown those calluses on my fingers because I would have loved playing it, right? And that's okay that I didn't. Instead, I went and danced and did other things like that, right? We can all find out what our special talents are. And we can definitely spend a lot of time in our lives getting really good at our special talents if we follow our passions and follow our dreams. And don't worry about what's popular. You know, a lot of times when we talk about music and being in a band, being popular is suddenly a big deal to people for some reason. Yeah, have you ever noticed that? Like sometimes even bands get, you know, upset with it. Because sometimes, you know, maybe the guitar player thinks that they're the most popular person in the band. Or maybe the singer, right, thinks they're the most popular and important person in the band. So it can even happen in a band. And then bands can start to argue with each other about it, right? Who's the most popular band? And, you know, my band's the best. Why should I listen to anyone else, right? So popularity can get to be a problem. It can, right? If that's what we're focused on. I mean, it might happen just naturally, but it doesn't always happen naturally. And that's okay, right? Because sometimes the things that are popular are actually the very things that are going to get us off our path. Yeah, and especially sometimes with bands and rock and roll, something that we sometimes think is popular and goes right along with being in a rock and roll band is being like a wild party animal. Has anybody ever heard of that before? A wild party animal, right? Sometimes the music videos that we see on TV, sometimes even the bands themselves that we like, right, might talk about, you know, being a wild party animal and how popular they are because of, you know, how much alcohol they can drink or things they can smoke or whatever it is that they're doing to prove somehow that they're this wild party animal. Well, the problem is that can look really cool. Right? It can sound really cool when they sing about it in the songs. But the problem with being that much of a wild party animal is that's what usually gets people off their path. Because pretty soon, they're going to stop practicing. They're going to stop getting along with their bandmates. They're going to start to forget about their purpose. And then, wow, without their purpose, without their mission, without what it is, that their goal that they were working on to make beautiful music, to play beautiful music with others, to share music with others and get them dancing, right? How fun that must be to get a whole crowd of people dancing to your music, right? I mean, that's the best feeling in the world. We really don't need anything else except that feeling. Now, some of you out there might even be scratching your heads and going, yeah, but that's not popular. What if it's not popular to just feel good making people happy? What if that's not cool? Well, I don't know. What would Piano Bear say about that? What would Banjo Mouse say about that? What do you think those guys would say? They didn't get to be the amazing musicians they are by worrying about what's popular and what's cool, right? They worried only about one thing, having time to play their instrument with their friends. All right, so we're going to get back to celebrating playing our passions. And we're going to get back to right where this whole conversation started, I think. What got me started on this whole band celebration that I've been having now for 2 episodes in a row? Well, it was my friends and their air guitar, right? So I think I'm going to get back to my air guitar. I'm going to rock out right now. What about you guys? I'm ready to play a little air guitar. Maybe some of you have a real one you can break out. Either way, let's go play.
When I was just a kid like you, I did the moonwalk and the breakdance too. But the thing that was best by far was when I played that air guitar.
Air guitar,
that makes you feel like a big rock star. You can do it in the kitchen, you can do it in the car. Keep on playing that air guitar. Play your air guitar.
Air guitar. Air guitar. Air guitar. Air guitar. Air guitar.
I saw that rock star on TV. He was playing his guitar just like me. Sang about freedom and justice too. When I grow up, I wanna do that too.
Air guitar,
it makes you feel like a big rock star.
You can do it in the kitchen, you can do it in the car. Keep on playing that air guitar.
Air guitar.
Go down on one knee.
Air guitar. Air guitar.
Both knees.
Air guitar.
Oh yeah.
Air guitar. Air guitar.
When it's raining and there's nothing to do, don't sit around feeling blue. Remember this song that I'm singing to you. Play air guitar, make faces too.
Air guitar,
it makes you feel like a big rock star. Hey, you can do it in the kitchen, you can do it in the car. Keep on playing that air guitar.
Air guitar.
Play that air guitar behind your back. Oh yeah. Kid like you, I did the moonwalk and the breakdance too. But the thing that was best by far was when I played that air guitar. Air guitar, it makes you feel like a big rock star. You can do it in the kitchen, you can do it in the car. Keep on playing that air guitar. Air guitar, it makes you feel like a big rock star.
La 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 la. Oh, hey Adam. Hey, you got your guitar? Hi
yeah,
guys.
Hey
Zach,
yeah.
Michael, you got your violins?
I left my music at home. Can I share with someone?
Oh, yeah, sure. You can share with me. That's fine.
Okay,
yeah,
great. Thanks, Zach. Hey, Elizabeth, Nora, you got your shakers? Ready to go?
Yeah, we're ready. Yep.
Voices ready? All right, let's go.
One boy playing the drums, one girl shaking a rhythm, and one girl singing a song. One boy playing the drums, one girl shaking a rhythm, and then the guitar comes along. Playing the drums, one girl playing guitar, one boy playing a violin. Two girls singing a song, one boy shaking a rhythm, and then the viola comes in. Singing a song, two more singing along, one boy playing a violin, one girl playing guitar, one boy playing viola, then four more voices chiming. La 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 la. La 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 la
That sounded great, you guys. Both sounded good. What do you think, Michael? Did you do it?
I got lost at measure 21.
Oh, you got did? Lost at measure 21. I got lost at measure 3.
You guys are crazy.
You sounded really good.
Guys, want to come over to my house today?
Yeah, oops. Sure. What do you got?
Lemonade, video games, the usual.
Okay, oh, cool. Sure. Why not?
Mm-hmm. Let's go. Wait for me.
Tree plant. Anyone knows an ant can't move a rubber tree plant.
But he's got high hopes. He's got high hopes. He's got high apple pie in the sky.
So anytime you're getting low, instead of letting go, just remember that ant. Oops, there goes another rubber tree plant.
Oops, there goes another rubber tree plant.
Oops, there goes another rubber tree plant.
When troubles call and your back's to the wall, there's a lot to be learned. Then one could fall.
Once there was a silly old ram, thought he'd punch a hole in a dam. No one could make that ram scram. He kept butting that dam,
'cause he had high hopes. He had high hopes.
high apple pie in the sky.
I hope so. Anytime you're feeling bad, instead of feeling sad, just remember that ram. Oops, there goes a billion kilowatt
lamb. Oops, there goes a billion kilowatt damn.
Oops, there goes a billion kilowatt damn.
Toy balloon, they'll be bursting soon. They're just bound to go pop.
Oops, there goes another problem curve.
Oops, there goes another problem curve.
Oops, there goes another problem curve. Pop.
Marching one by one, hurrah!
Hurrah!
The ants went marching one by one, hooray!
Hooray!
The ants went marching one by one, the little one stopped to suck his thumb.
And they all went marching down into the ground to get out of the rain. Boom, 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 boom.
The ants went marching two by two, the little one stopped to tie his shoe.
And the ants went marching three by three, hurrah!
Hurrah!
The ants went marching three by three, hooray!
Hooray!
The ants went marching three by three,
the little one stopped to drink some tea.
And they all went marching up the lane and down the drain, and down into the ground to get out of the rain. Boom, 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 boom.
The ants were marching four by four, the little one stopped to knock at the door.
And the ants went marching five by five, hurrah!
Hurrah!
The ants went marching five by five, hooray!
Hooray!
The ants went marching five by five, the little one stopped to go for a drive.
And they all went marching up the lane and down the drain, under the door and across the floor, and down into the ground to get out of the rain. Boom, 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 boom.
The ants were marching six by six, the little one stopped to do his tricks.
And the ants were marching seven by seven, hurrah!
Hurrah! Hurrah!
The ants were marching seven by seven, hooray!
Hooray!
The ants were marching seven by seven,
the little one stopped to go to Devon.
And they all went marching up the lane and down the drain, under the door and across the floor, round the tree and onto my knee. And down into the ground to get out of the rain. Boom, 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 boom.
The ants were marching eight by eight. The little one stopped to close the gate.
And the ants went marching nine by nine. Hurrah!
Hurrah!
The ants went marching nine by nine. Hooray!
Hooray!
The ants went marching nine by nine. The little one said he was doing fine.
And they all went marching up the lane and down the drain, under the door and across the floor, round the tree and onto my knee, up the stair and into my hair, down into the ground to get out of the rain. Boom, 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 boom. The ants went marching ten by ten, hurrah!
Hurrah!
The ants went marching ten by ten, hooray!
Hooray!
The ants went marching ten by ten,
the little one stopped and started again.
And they all went marching up the lane and down the drain, under the door and across the floor, round the tree and onto my knee, up the stair and into my hair, and down into the ground to get out of the rain. Boom, boom, boom.
There was a man lived in the moon, lived in the moon, lived in the moon. Was a man lived in the moon, and his name was Aiken Drum. He played upon a ladle, a ladle, a ladle. He played upon a ladle, and his name was Aiken Drum. Yes, he played upon a ladle, a ladle, a ladle. He played upon a ladle, and his name was Aiken Drum. And his hair was made of spaghetti, spaghetti, spaghetti. His hair was made of spaghetti, and his name was Aiken Drum. And he played upon a ladle, a ladle, a ladle. He played upon a ladle, and his name was Aiken Drum. And his eyes were made of
beans,
beans, beans. His eyes were made of beans, and his name was Aiken Drum. And he played upon a ladle, a ladle, a ladle. He played upon a ladle, and his name was Aiken Drum. And his ears were made of
apples,
apples, apples. His ears were made of apples, and his name was Aiken Drum. And he played upon a ladle, a ladle, a ladle. He played upon a ladle, and his name was Aiken Drum. And his nose was made of
cheese,
cheese, cheese. His nose was made of cheese, and his name was Aiken Drum. And he played upon a ladle, a ladle, a ladle. He played upon a ladle, and his name was Aiken Drum. And his mouth was made of
cornflakes,
cornflakes, cornflakes. Mouth was made of cornflakes, and his name was Aiken Drum. And he played upon a ladle, a ladle, a ladle. He played upon a ladle, and his name was Aiken Drum. And his arms are made of
leeks,
leeks, leeks. His arms are made of leeks, and his name was Aiken Drum. And he played upon a ladle, a ladle, a ladle. He played upon a ladle, and his name was Aiken Drum. And his legs were made of
chips,
chips, chips. His legs were made of chips, and his name was Aiken Drum. And he played upon a ladle, a ladle, a ladle. He played upon a ladle, and his name was Aiken Drum. Then along came Mr. Greedy Guts, Mr. Greedy Guts, Mr. Greedy Guts. Then along came Mr. Greedy Guts, and he ate up Aiken Drum. And he ate up all the chips, the chips, the chips. He ate up all the chips, and he ate up Aiken Drum. And he ate up all the leeks, the leeks, the leeks. He ate up all the leeks, and he ate up Aiken Drum. And he ate up all the cornflakes, the cornflakes, the cornflakes. He ate up all the cornflakes, and he ate up Aiken Drum. And he ate up all the cheese, the cheese, the cheese. He ate up all the cheese, and he ate up Aiken Drum. And he ate up all the apples, the apples, the apples. He ate up all the apples, and he ate up Aiken Drum. And he ate up all the beans,
the beans,
the beans. He ate up all the beans, and he ate up Aiken Drum. And he ate up all the spaghetti,
spaghetti,
spaghetti. He ate up all the spaghetti, and he ate up Aiken Drum. And he even ate the ladle,
the ladle,
the ladle. He even ate the ladle, and he ate up Aiken Drum. There was a man lived in the moon, lived in the moon, lived in the moon. Was a man lived in the moon, and his name was Aiken Drum. And he played upon a ladle, a ladle, a ladle. He played upon a ladle, and his name was Aiken Drum. He played upon a ladle, a ladle, a ladle. He played upon a ladle, and his name was Aiken Drum.
Well, folks, we did it. We are at the end of episode number 162 of Amy's Kids Show, and we have been celebrating being a musician, whether you're in a band, whether you just play air guitar or the real guitar, whether you dance around to the music, whatever you do to participate in music making and music enjoying out there. This show goes out to you. Now, maybe you're out there on a funny farm. Maybe you like to hear how the barnyard animals like to play their instruments. Or maybe you're part of the lion's big debut. or the fiddle medley. Or maybe you really liked meeting a bear who plays the piano. Whatever you're doing out there, keep your hope machine alive. And keep learning how you do it. How do you do it, right? And keep practicing. And what can you learn today, right? What is going to happen for you today that you're going to want to tell the world about? Well, music is a beautiful way to do that. Maybe you're going to write a song about your feelings, right? Like having high hopes. That's one of my favorite songs, right? If I keep my hopes high and I keep my mission in mind, my goal, and if it's something more than just being popular, right? If it's a goal of like making people happy, right? And enjoying this world together and sharing and making music and playing and having fun. If that's our goal, well, you're going to find lots of folks out there who agree with you, I'm sure. And when you come together, you might make a band or something else, right? You're going to find something to do to help make that mission happen. And that's what life is all about. And then you won't worry about being popular. And then you won't get off track and distracted by things that don't even really matter, that are just going to get in the way, right? Wow. Whatever it is that you're doing out there, I'm sure you're going to have a great time doing it. If you ever are missing Amy's Kids Show, like maybe you didn't get to hear episode 161 that I've been talking about, you can go on the website amyvt.com. And for kids out there, make sure you get a grown-up, right, to help you with that internet stuff. And you can find previous episodes, because sometimes I do have a difficult time getting my show that I had planned for you communicating with the radio station computer. Like sometimes they don't talk well together. And my show that I was thinking of playing for you, like last week when I had a birthday party, I had a show ready for you, but it just didn't play. So I'm really sorry about that. That's why I make it available on the internet for you. And thanks for joining me, folks. Y'all are beautiful. Have a great day. And I'll be back next time. Remember, you're the greatest.